Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, savages alike, I'd like you to welcome the one and only Master Your Mindset, Colin Henderson, to the first episode of Cranked with Colin. Welcome, my friend.
I love alliteration. I love mindset. I love tools. I love collaboration. And I love personal development.
Yes.
Personal growth. So that's what this is, man. If you want to get better, come here. If you want to stay lazy and be average, do not come here.
Don't.
So this isn't for you if you want to be average. If you want to be the best version of you and learn tools, tactics, strategies to unlock your best and to have new systems and tools to serve others to help them be their best, this is the spot.
It is. So a little bit about this piece. You might recognize Colin Henderson. He was on the podcast about Mastering Your Mindset. But this Cranked with Colin series is going to be about giving tangible tools that we all need on a daily basis to work out the most important muscle we have, and that's the mind. So we're not stranger to working out the body, but it's so important that we have the mentality and the mindset to go with it, and that's what Mr. Colin Henderson is all about. And so today, we're going to jump into what is something, Colin, that we can do on a daily basis in the morning to get our mind started in the right direction?
It's a great question, man, Jeremy, because, you know, most athletes would not compete without warming up. If you're a car in a car race, you got to get that engine warmed up. If I'm trying to have a pizza, man, I got to preheat that oven.
Do.
So how many of you are waking up each day and you're just chasing the day? You're getting hit in the face left and right. You have no process, no clarity. So this mental lesson today, this mental workout is, you know, in sports, we like to say, start fast, start strong. So we want to win the morning. And I'm looking at a book right now. This is, you know, a book that I look to a lot. I have a lot of favorite books, and we'll probably reference the book every single episode. But this is a book by Tim Ferriss, Tools of Titans.
Yes.
We're in his podcast. He's interviewed hundreds and hundreds of billionaires, icons, and world-class performers. And he's trying to pluck out the tactics and routines and habits of these just ballers. You mentioned the word savages, just getting after it. And he found there are really two common habits that, you know, the vast majority of these titans had. Number one was a daily mindfulness system. And mindfulness, you can use that in a lot of ways, where they would close their eyes and picture what they wanted. They would just breathe, or it can be a lot of things, but they would have some type of a mindfulness system. The other thing is they had a morning routine. So Jeremy, what if we combine both those? What if we combine having a morning routine and have some type of a mindfulness system that's super simple? It's not like holding your thumb and finger together and saying or a chant for a half hour. No. There are two types of mindfulness practice. One is a single point of focus, whether it's your breath, whether it's a mantra, whether it's a vision thing or a sound. The other one is what we call active mindfulness, where you're having intent with what you're going to focus on in that moment, where you pose a question and you just sit back and observe to find wisdom, or whether it's positive self-talk or gratitude. So I'm going to give you five simple things you can do every morning to prime your mindset. Talking about priming.
Prime them up.
Just like when Jeremy's about to smash 500 pounds on the squat, you know he's gonna warm up first. So this is just like a priming, a mental warm up for your mindset, for your mental emotional health, to be clear, to be focused, and to win the day. I'm gonna teach you five steps. All
Bring
right,
it down for him.
And this is all starting in your bed. So step number one is you're going to have an 8 to 10 ounce glass of water right on your nightstand.
Like they say, that's where the magic happens.
So you're going to wake up and think about this. When you sleep, you're not eating or you are not hydrating. Your body is dehydrated. So we're going to start the morning. We're going to smash a glass of water.
Woo.
But you notice that we have the morning routine started the night before. So have something to drink about 10 ounces right before. Let's just get hydrated. Now, you can do that step one or the last step. So now we get into the next step I want you guys to do is just to take a few slow, deep breaths. How often do you connect to your body? How often do you take a slow, deep breath? Why is breath so important? Because your breath is connected to the present moment. And when you do like one or two, three, four, just slow, deep breaths, you're just creating awareness of your body. Through that slow exhale, you're connecting and just unlocking tension, tightness, and you're just noticing where your body is at. That's step two. So step one, water. Step two, breathe. Now, step three, four, and five, we're going to get into what I call the HA method. Now, I'm going to teach you powerful mental lifts that are backed by cognitive behavioral training, backed by positive psychology. I like to take complex things and make them super simple.
Oh, I love it.
So we're going to practice what I developed, what I call the HA method. I have, I am, I will. So we got our water, we got hydrated. We're taking a few slow, deep breaths. We're training our mind to be present, to be where our feet are. If you want to take a next level, is put your feet on the ground and just feel the ground of your feet and just say, I'm going to be present today. But then we're going to break into that HA method. So take a minute or so, 30 seconds, doesn't matter, and just reflect on gratitude. I have. Most human beings wake up and they focus on what they don't have, not what they have. They do an inventory of bad stuff that's happened in life, why they're a victim, why this sucks, why did this happen? And that is a recipe for disaster. Brain science tells us that 4 out of 5 human thoughts are negative. So by training the mental skill of gratitude, we're overriding the system and we're hunting the good stuff. And the close relative of gratitude, Jeremy, is optimism. Looking for the good. How can I turn this negative thing into something positive? Or how can I really hunt the good stuff, find something good out of this? How can I maximize what I have? How can I maximize my environment? Yeah. Gratitude is a magnet for miracles. You can't give what you don't have, but watch this. We can only focus on one thought at a time. So you can't be bitter, angry, frustrated, and grateful at the same time.
So good. So true.
So you know, greatness is by choice. It's not by chance. So I'm gonna hydrate. I'm gonna breathe. I'm gonna choose gratitude every day. There's not enough room in our brain for both worry and faith. Facts. So I'm gonna choose faith. I'm gonna choose gratitude. Now, step four. Now we're working through this HA method, is I am statements. So here's a question I want you to reflect on. Who is your best friend? Would you still be best friends with them if they spoke to you the same way that you speak to yourself? Most often the answer is no.
We find out who's keeping it real with themselves right there at that question.
Yeah. So, I mean, honest to God, if you were to sit back and observe your thoughts, would you like what you see? You would never let someone with dirty, muddy shoes walk through your house on your carpet. So why would you have that negative thinking, beating yourself up, looping your mind over and over again? We have to rewire and train our mind. This is really a mental skill of the top performers in the world, to train positive self-talk. Thoughts become things. We become what we think about the most. So have some I am statements, have some affirmations. I am here. I'm built for this. I'm authentic. I'm present. I've put in the work. I earn the right to be, you know, in this place. I have a conversation, a phone call today. I'm going to crush it. I'm prepared. I've put in the work. Now, you can give an affirmation, but to make that affirmation even stronger is to be credible with yourself, to have that internal trust, is what behaviors, routines have you done to earn the right to be confident? Just review all the things you've done to earn the right to crush it. Most people focus on why they're not worthy or why they're going to fail or why this might happen. What if we condition our mind to say why I am worthy, why I have earned the right to be here?
Yeah, I call that stacking the receipts.
That's it. You know, most people have what is called imposter syndrome. So how do we override imposter syndrome? By changing how we speak to ourselves and backing it up with actions that we can replay. Hey, I've earned the right to have some swag, to have some drip, to have some confidence in this moment. But just do that routine. This is what we call an internal advertising campaign. Jeremy, if I said, ba-da-ba-ba-ba,
You know we loving it.
I'm loving it. What about Geico? 15 minutes can save you.
Save you 15% or more on that car insurance. You know the deal.
Yeah, so advertising works. So why should you not advertise to yourself? Quality thought equals quality movement. Negative thought equals negative movement. So just have some affirmations that you memorize. Have some anchor statements that you memorize. And or just reflect like, yo, I'm about to kill it today. What you say to yourself has 10 times the power versus what other people say to you. Now, the last step is we're talking about I will. Set that intention. Set that intention. This is from Zig Ziglar. Are you a wandering generality or a meaningful specific? Do things with purpose on purpose. Are you a gazelle or a lion? Because gazelles are running away from stuff all day. Lions are running towards. Do you avoid stuff all day or are you going after something? So pick your one domino that you want to accomplish. This is what Brian Tracy calls eat the frog first. You're productive. Sorry. You're busy, but are you productive?
Right.
So let's just lock in on that 1% intention. Pick that one domino. And then aside from that, while you're in this headspace of I will, connect to a big ass goal that freaking scares the shit out of you and see yourself doing it. But what's going to happen is if you do this every day over time, you're going to create a new normal. You're going to elevate what is called your self-image comfort zone. That big scary goal starts to become normal to you because you see yourself doing it. And the brain cannot tell the difference between the real and imagined event. Thoughts become things. Energy flows where focus goes. We become what we think about the most. You're going to manifest that vision. I promise you.
Absolutely.
So all I'm telling you, these five things are not going to hurt you. They're not going to hurt you. They can only help you. So here's the question I want to ask you, listeners, Crank with Colin. J-Dub, are you interested? Baby. Are you interested or committed? Like I said, if you want to be average, this is not the show for you. If you want to be the best version of you and maximize your full potential, let's get some skills and drills that we execute daily. And to win the morning, you win the day. So we're going to hydrate, we're going to breathe, gratitude, affirmations, and we're going to visualize success. This takes no more than 4 or 5 minutes. You can do all this whole thing in probably 2 minutes. So I want you to reflect, what's the ROI on smashing TikTok and IG? What's the ROI on smashing?
You there?
You're in control. Prime your mindset, hydrate, breathe, gratitude, affirmations, intention, and watch what happens. You do this every day for, 3 or 4 days, you might not see drastic changes. But you do this for 6 months to a year, ooh, baby, look out. It's called the slight edge compound effect. Shit's about to get crazy. Like, you're about to just manifest abundance.
It's the eighth wonder in the world, compounding.
You owe it to yourself. As I said, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to the people you care about to not be sloppy with your mindset, to not be sloppy with your morning. Have some systems. And here's the thing. You know what's awesome about this, Jeremy? I'm a kid of the 80s and 90s. There was this cartoon called Voltron, where there are these five robot lions that would like do stuff, but they would come together to form this like super robot that would just destroy everything. All of these five drills are powerful, but you put them together, you are unstoppable.
Yes.
So even if you say one or two of them, I'm good. But you put these five together, watch out.
Yeah, and I think great books that I like is Atomic Habits by James Clear. And The problem with creating habits is that we don't necessarily know what a habit is a lot of the time. So what a habit, you have to prepare yourself. It's what leads up to the action. So how are you going to drink a glass of water in the morning if that glass of water is not there? So preparing yourself by doing the little things to set you up for success to make that decision as easy as possible for yourself. And if five steps is overwhelming and you're starting from zero right now, I promise you, if you just start with one, if you just start with hydration, you spend a week building a habit of putting that glass of water by the bed. And then week two, you add in the few deep breaths this morning. You just keep adding those on. When that month is up, you found your way through four, if not all five of those. And now it's part of your daily routine and you don't know anything except of that. When you look back on it, you realize how much that has changed your life. And that's what we're really about is, it's easy to say change. It's very difficult to actually take the steps, the hard steps to do that when maybe not everybody around you is doing it, or do they appreciate it, but they will when you tell them how much it's changed your life.
Yeah, I love how you lay that out and doing it one at a time. If you really want to simplify it, I would say this. Just take a slow deep breath and set your intention for that day. Take a moment to focus on gratitude. And just smash water. If you did those three, like, I'm totally good. Because watch this. We cannot live without water. We cannot live without air. We cannot live without gratitude. So if we just focus on those three and then we can build off of that, perfect.
Absolutely. Number
one. That's all I got, man.
Five steps. Go, I love it. That's gold. For all of you listening, whatever platform you're going to see this on, this can be a continued series, and you are able to find Colin everywhere your little fingers can go hunt on the internet and Instagram. He actually has, you have a sale going on right now, don't you? On your mindset training?
Yeah, through Sunday. We're recording this here. It's Friday, September 4th. I've bundled five courses to get your mind right. So you're going to save over $500. If you need curriculum, if you need content, you know, to manage all this adversity, challenge, change with COVID, with learning virtually, with your kids, you know, learning virtually, you know, if you're not really being proactive, there's going to be some problems. So we like to say prehab, not rehab. So this is a one-time offer, five courses, tools to get your mind right. I mean, I just wish I had this stuff when I was a young adult, totally. When I was a kid, man. I just wish I had I had a mentor in my early 30s that changed my life. I wish I had this stuff earlier. So that's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to give tools and tactics, man. Make mindset training normal.
Yes. And one thing that I love about you, Colin, is that I didn't bring Colin on here for him to do a promo. I brought him, but it's special about Colin is that he's continually putting out what he's learning on paper so that he can pass it on to the next generation. I think that's the most selfless thing that you can do, is put in all of the hard work to make it easier for the people who come after you. So I appreciate that about you, Colin. Until next time, my friends, stay crank. What's up?